Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, we just don't know what's going to happen with our former governor who wants to be president. We'll see if his debate performance does anything for him. It was almost his last hope. And meanwhile, even as all that's going on, his successor is going around trying to sort of erase his memory.
Yeah, there certainly is a little bit of an attempt, I guess, to throw some of the old vestiges of the last 8 years with Martin O'Malley down the memory hole. And the latest now is this this issue with StateStat, which has been now rebranded and shrunk down to size a little bit. And we're now calling it the Governor's Office of Performance Improvement, or if you really like government acronyms, they are pronouncing it GOPI.
Well, isn't that interesting? Why wouldn't they just eliminate it? Do they think there's some value in it?
Well, I think part of the problem is that it's created by statute. So it's sort of there, you know how it is. Once it gets into law, I mean, it's like luggage. It's there forever. So it's not going anywhere, but it doesn't have to be the same way that it was. And so they are shrinking it down. Instead of nine staff members, with it, including the director, they're going to go to four. They've reduced the budget down to about 48% of the size of what it was under the O'Malley administration. And they're expanding the role, they say, a little bit.
What else has he done along these lines, these anti-O'Malley lines?
Well, you know, I mean, he ran an entire campaign that was basically anti-8 years of O'Malley. And, you know, so some of the things that we've seen him come in and do, he's now attempting, you know, he's rolled back the tolls that they were raised under Martin O'Malley. We can argue about whether or not that'll be good for transportation issues or not. He's also looking at taxes and fees. He's rolled back a number of fees that he says that he can do by regulation. He's appointed this commission that's going to go back through and look at some of the standing regulations with an attempt to sort of streamline government.
Well, this is all boilerplate Republican orthodoxy, I would say. But, you know, Brian, O'Malley's record was not horrible. And yet in Maryland, he's in some of the recent polls, he's showing up with 2% of the vote on the presidential thing. They're not the same. But wouldn't you have thought he'd get a little bit more traction than he's getting? I mean, he's been out there certainly longer than Chafee of Rhode Island and Jim Webb of Virginia.
I certainly thought he would pull much better in his home state. Even if you consider after 8 years that there would be some fatigue with the previous administration, as there is typically with two-term administrations, you would still think that he would do better than 2%. But I think that it goes to show sort of the powerful name recognition for someone like Hillary Clinton. You know, her husband was very popular in Maryland, and also for Joe Biden, who is proving to be fairly popular, at least in the polls, even though he's not necessarily in yet.
Well, we'll see. Mr. O'Malley was for Secretary Clinton years ago, and then he became an Obama supporter. So things change, and maybe they'll change here as well. Brian, we'll see. Thanks.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.